It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Welcome to another incredible edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. We have an incredible guest, but before I do, a special thank you to every guest and, of course, to the incredible listenership of this show. It's why we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio consistently. We came in number 3. How cool is that? Among some, you know, a lot going on, right? A lot of sports team, a lot of action. And we're number 3 in New York AM radio. How cool is that? Special thank you to you, the listener, who have come to expect incredible, powerful, that's an interesting word. We'll get back to that soon. Powerful business content week in and week out. Well, without further ado, tonight's guest, Stephen Gaffney. He's no stranger to the airwaves here because we've had him on a couple of times. He is an expert on building powerful teams and dealing with challenges, dealing with difficult people, dealing with delicate situations. He's mastered it. His clients include Fortune 500 companies. We cannot list them, but many Fortune 500 companies. And we've slipped in the past that I think it's the U.S. Army or the U.S. Navy. And he doesn't, he's for those watching on YouTube, he's not turning off his camera. He's not denying it. He's not confirming it either, but we found out. But you know what? I don't want to get in any trouble here. So, okay. First of all, I guess, you know, got to be a mensch. Especially, I'm talking to someone who's like the consummate mensch here. I gotta thank my team. You have a great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, and they make this show happen week in and week out. In particular, I thank Michal, Srilli, Nachi, DJ, and of course, so many others. Special thank you to Darren, Peter, and Robert out at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, thank you for the shout out before, and to all those who stopped me from all the different channels that we are syndicated on. Without further ado, Stephen Gaffney. He just came out with another book. Stephen, is this what, number 6, number 7? What number are you up to?
Depends how you count it, but this would be the fifth book.
The fifth book. Okay. But, yeah. You know, it just, my relationship with Stephen began back, I think it was around 12, 13 years ago. I was in the airport and I picked up one of his books in the airport terminal. I'm like, wow, this guy's one smart guy. I'm like, hey, we got to get him on the show. And sure enough, we've had a number of incredible conversations. And by the way, if you go to our YouTube channel, you can access any of the previous shows we've had. And we've discussed some very delicate, concepts, you know, business. You know, people have to deal with a lot of different types of situations in business. And Stephen, as the master at it, just cuts right through it. He just understands people. And that's why Fortune 500 companies turn to him. And today we're going to be talking about his new release, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. Now, by the way, what a title, what a subtitle for, you know, before I even jump in with my questions based on the book, maybe you could even like, what was the backstory? Like, what was involved in coming up with that title and subtitle for this masterpiece?
Well, have you ever noticed that when you're in a good mood, you're smarter? And so, yeah, when you think about it, right, we've all had this experience where we're in a good mood, somebody throws us a problem and we're like, no problem, I got this handled. And then we've all been in a situation where we're in a down mood, maybe lack of sleep, stress, something's going on in our life and somebody throws us a problem and we're like, here we go again. And so what I realized is that people's success has a lot to do with their mood, and very successful people get how they are in charge of their mood. They're in charge of their attitude. So how do you do this consciously? What we know to do really, that's really critical in our life. So a lot of people are really good at this, but they do it by accident. And that's no problem as long as it's working. But when we run into problems, we need to know how to do this consciously. So I started down this path because I've suffered from moods. And I don't mean like depression per se, but I mean like, you know, you get in a down mood and it's, you know, eventually pick yourself up. And but what if you could do this on demand rather than by accident? So I started down this book and research or whatever, and there's 9 strategies in there. And I'm really excited about this book because I believe it can make a huge difference in people's lives, as it has with mine when I've researched and executed accordingly.
Now, in a bit, we're going to get to the 9 strategies in a bit. But first, let's talk about the real life day-to-day situation of a leader. They got to deal with pressure. It's a tremendous amount of pressure. What is a like kind of a quick fix? This is a really key question here. Someone, they're dealing with a situation. They have a team of 5 people, 50 people, 500 people, 5,000 people. And they're putting out fires. They also have to keep an eye on vision. It's real. And it's coming at them like a freight train. What is something that they could just be mindful of and say, all right, I got this?
So the big thing is, and I think this is appropriate for now and all kinds of situations, is we only one person we can focus on and that we can control, and that is ourselves. That's it. So within a company, within a team, within an individual, it's basically the only people we can ever control is ourselves. So what happens is that when faced with adversity, faced with changes, faced with the difficult, whether it's economy or trends or whatever, is it's easy to be outward focused when we really need to be inward focused. Inward focus about what we're going to do outwardly. So what I work with a lot of leaders on is to making sure that people focus 100% of their energy on what they can do and don't waste any time on what they can't do. So you can't control the economy, but you can control how you respond to the economy. You can't control that you just lost a big proposal, but you can control what you're going to do about it, like lessons learned, how we're going to move forward. There's all kinds of things, but what happens is that people tend to be outward focused when they need to be inward focused to handle the outward focus.
Now, amazing how you just you make these difficult questions sound so simple, you know. Here is another key question in the preparation for tonight's show, and that is, could you please provide guidance on the fine line between, and this applies to leadership, goal setting, holding people accountable, yet at the same time, not being too overbearing?
So here's the thing about goals. They should be inspiring and aspirational. And what I mean by that is nobody's really motivated to have a goal towards fixing problems. We're just not motivated. I mean, can you imagine? We need to have a conversation. We're going to try to fix these problems. But if I said to you, our goal is to excel beyond these problems and be better than we ever were before. And so we're going to handle these problems, but it's in order to not just resolve it, not just be resilient, but it's about perseverance. So my experience is people will really come to the plate if they see a bright future, but not just about trying to get back to where we were in the past. So it's always about excelling. You can think about it this way. If we're not progressing in life, we are regressing. There is no such thing as status quo. So goals, if they're aspirational, what I mean by that is it should be an exciting future, not just handling problems, but where we ultimately want to go. And then accountability is an interesting word because a lot of it is just used to kind of beat on people. You know what I'm saying is a bad word, but I actually think it's a great word. And what we really need to look at is being self-accountable. So if an organization, everybody is self-accountable, then it takes a lot less pressure for us to hold others accountable. And here's what I mean by this. Self-accountable means we do what we say we're going to do without having someone have to follow up. In other words, no babysitting. Just think about, as you know, those leaders out there, those managers, and you know, we lead up, we lead down, we lead across. How often we spend our time babysitting people who say they're going to do something and they don't deliver. So if everybody's self-accountable, they do what they say they're going to do without the requirement of following up, we can save enormous amounts of time. And that's what I've done with a lot of my clients, is they've learned this concept, they've instilled this client and this concept, and then they've been able to excel accordingly.
We're speaking with Stephen Gaffney, and we're discussing some of the key points, although still go out and buy the book. but because this is just a teaser, but we are addressing some of the key points that he has in his new release, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. And if there's one person to tackle this insanely complicated subject, it's Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, how can people find out more about this book and to get in touch with your firm?
The easiest way is to go to our website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And if they say they saw this show, we're going to send them a document that actually goes through some of the key distinctions. Obviously, it's not the whole book, but some things that, so they can excel. But they got to cite this show. So if they go to justbehonest.com.
Amazing. We'll be back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
30 years of marketing secrets in a newsletter? Is that even possible? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to learn how to grow your customer base and boost your bottom line. Have the Bottom Line Brew weekly newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Well, you'll learn from Fortune 500 executives such as Beth Comstock and Joe Hart. Go to bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com. Brew up some free marketing secrets at bottomlinebrew.com.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator just as the real thing. I'm Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
We're back, Mind Your Business, here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and I'm treated to an incredible guest, Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, it's always great to have you on the show, and mazel tov on your new release, Unconditional Power. And it is. I mean, every time he puts out a book, and again, I read his book way back when, and it was that's when I bought in. I'm like, I got to be in touch with this guy, Stephen. And every single time he does a show, he just hits it out of the park. And he said, even, you know, off the air by the commercial break, he said, Yitzhak, ask me anything. It's okay. And I'm like, all right, I will. And it's just so incredible to be able to address the situations that many times people just, you know, prefer to dodge, to avoid, sweep under the carpet, and it doesn't get better, right? It doesn't. I mean, just before I get to my next question, let's even just address the pain. How bad is it? Let me ask it this way. Does it ever get better when someone's ignoring a situation that is contentious, that is bad, that's going downhill? How important is it to put out the fire and deal with it as soon as possible?
It's critical, right? So we all grew up with time heals all wounds. That's actually not true. Time deepens wounds and deepens problems. Contractual problems left alone get better, get worse. They always get worse, right? Relationship problems that we have with somebody, if we leave it alone, it may appear like it gets better, but that's because we've reduced the interaction. But all it takes is for us to be back in and talking to that person, and it gets even worse. So relationship problems left alone get worse, not better. Our health left alone, health problems left alone get worse, not better. So the thing is, what all big problems that organizations deal with at one time were a small problem that we neglected. Mm. And we really have to deal with it. Just this morning, for example, I was talking to a client of mine around some safety issues. And so there's now starting to creep up some things. And as you know, from previous sessions, the biggest problem is not what people say. It's what they don't say to each other and getting that unsaid said. Well, what happens is these little issues that we talked about, and I was talking with a client of mine, you know, small safety issues, nothing that major.
Right.
But he's concerned, and I'm concerned listening to him, that left alone, that's going to grow, and then it's going to trend upward, and then there's going to be a major problem. But quite often, somebody might say, it's not a big deal. It's just a small little problem. But that's when we need to deal with it. We need to deal with the small problems. You know, somebody wrote a book years ago called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Right.
I think it's wrong. We need to sweat the small stuff because the small stuff turns into big stuff that we've neglected, and then we've got major problems on our hand. Handle the small stuff.
Wow. And by the way, in terms of time heals all wounds, so that's a good point. That's important to address it head on. Of course, God created the gift that over time, anything that was painful, you know, starts to recede into a distant memory. But the fact that we got to address issues head on is a key aspect. A key question now, and this has to do with leadership and high achievement, and you discussed this in the book. Can you please share the three moods that matter most to accomplishing to becoming a high achievement individual?
So thank you for raising that, because I'm very passionate around it. So when we talk about we're in a good mood, we're smarter, there are three types of moods to consider. The first mood is a powerless mood. And we've all been there where we thought, what difference can I make? I'm only one person. Then there's a second type of mood, and this is the big one, and that's conditionalism or conditionally powerful. And that's where we recognize that we have some power, but it's conditional on certain things. For example, I might say, I can get that done as long as I have more time, as long as I have more resources, as long as I have more money, as long as I have more people, as long as something. Now, those are legitimate conditions, but the problem is I'm giving away my power, and it's somewhat dependent on those conditions. But the desirable mood is the third mood, which is what the book is about to get there, and that's being unconditionally powerful. Unconditionally powerful means we are powerful despite the conditions. It doesn't mean we ignore the conditions, but we focus 100% of our energy on what we're going to do about the situation. So if you think about it, powerless is we're externally focused. Conditional is we're kind of focused a little externally and then focused internally what we're going to do about it. But unconditionally powerful leaders and organizations focus 100% of their energy on what they're going to do about the situation. So if you lost a big client, what are you going to do about the situation? If you see the trend in with your marketplace isn't going in the right direction, what are you going to do about this? And don't allow yourself to have excuses. So the thing is, with being unconditionally powerful, it's three areas. We take responsibility, we believe anything is possible, and we take action. So this is about how to get ourselves and other people consistently being unconditionally powerful. And there's 9 strategies on how to do that so that people, when they read the book and we can talk about it, they can see exactly what to do about it.
Now, Stephen, I'm not holding you to start going through all 9, but perhaps you could share some of the key strategies on how they can actually go about this.
Well, let's choose one that's really easy. Make the unaware aware. So make the unaware aware is where we bring awareness. So right now, as people listen to this, I would encourage them to play this interview with their team and raise the question, where are we? Are we being powerless? Are we being conditional? Are we being unconditionally powerful? So just this morning, I had a client of mine, as a matter of fact, that I had taught them this distinction, and they were wrestling with a problem. And he said to me, you know, people were complaining. And all he said was, all right, folks, where are we being? And how would we approach this if we're unconditionally powerful? And he said, within 2 minutes, in this situation that just happened this morning, my client was telling me about, they had shifted the whole mindset and they were focused and started offering solutions and a game plan moving ahead. So by bringing this awareness around this distinction and reminding people, it has people go to the unconditionally powerful, because nobody wants to be powerless. Nobody says, you know, I love being powerless. It really excites my life. Or I love being conditionally powerful. I love kind of depending on other people and focusing my energy on what's not within my control. Makes me really happy. No, it's about unconditionally powerful. Even happiness, for example, somebody once said, happiness is an inside job. We generate our happiness from internal to external. And so much of this is just bringing awareness to ourselves and other people. And by doing this and them listening to this interview, watching this interview, it can automatically shift people in your life.
Before we go to a commercial break, I mean, there's always so many takeaways that fly through the mind when I speak to you. But let's hold on to that. Happiness is an inside job. Oh, isn't that great? And so critical. So perhaps you could even hold on to that for a second. The importance of realizing it starts with you. It starts with you. It starts internally. Happiness is an inside job.
I'll give you another take on this. Transformation is an inside job. So, so many people want other people to change, but the transformation, the change begins with ourselves. And so I work with leaders who are trying to perform major organizational changes, but the first transformation has to start with that leader, that mindset, those skill set, that way of approaching it. How are they approaching it? And the greatest leaders I've ever worked with, the greatest CEOs, admirals, and generals, whenever there's a problem, they focus on themselves first. And what are they going to do about it? And being unconditionally powerful. So a lot of this is internally focused, again, so we can become externally focused and change our circumstances.
Now, I just got to hold on for a second here. What I'm going to ask the obvious question that's on the mind of anyone listening and watching the show. How does, and it's just a heavy one, but maybe you can get to this in 5 minutes or less if that's possible. How in the world does the executive, does the general, et cetera, the leader, then implement their vision in a way that's palatable and gains buy-in from the troops, the team, the employees, the company?
Great question too, because it's all right. How do we get other right buy-in and movement, right? And so that one of the strategies of the Unconditionally Powerful book, and then we go through, is around how do you persuade other people? And there's four elements to consider: the pain, the gain, the emotions, and logic. So the first is the pain. So they say human beings are 2 to 3 times more likely to avoid pain than seek gain. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you and I are talking about, you know, it'd be great if you did this and all this great stuff, you might say, yeah, it'd be great, but what's wrong with now? And you could make an argument, okay. But if I said, look, things are changing and we must constantly change. So for example, I do a lot with daily innovation. And the idea is, in fact, I was on the phone with another client of mine, and they were talking about scaling and the importance of innovation. And why is it important to innovate daily when we're successful? Because if not, we're going to be left behind. You know, again, if we're not progressing, we are regressing. So making clear of the pain of what's going to happen if we don't change, then the gain, right? Because it can't all be like, you need to change because otherwise bad things are going to happen. We need to give people hope, aspiration, a great vision. And then we have to connect with people emotionally, which we could talk about. And then you have to give people logic, information, because even if you get people emotionally connected, if they don't see the reason why to do something, it won't stick, right? They'll be all charged up. It's like having a great cup of coffee. And then you're like, wow. And then, all right. But it doesn't sustain. So logic is important for sustainment. So we can get into all this, but building an argument around the pain, the gain, the emotional element, and the logic is critical.
We're speaking with Stephen Gaffney, and we're discussing his newly released book, Unconditional Power, A System for Thriving in Any Situation, No Matter How Frustrating, Complex, or Unpredictable. Stephen, where is the book? How can people go out and purchase the book?
They can get it anywhere, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and whatever the case may be. And when they get the book, if they don't mind writing, it's a great testimonial. That'd be great too. As they could see by going on Amazon, you can see all the great testimonials already posted. But that's where they can get the book.
Excellent. And how can people find out more information for the companies out there that are looking to hire an expert such as yourself?
Thank you. So if they go to justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And there, what's interesting also about our website is there's a team health calculator. So if you want to kind of judge the health of your team, and you could look at the team as an, you know, just two people, but you could also look at it as a team, as a whole company. There's a way to measure and you're the health of a team. And so that's free. I mean, if you go to the website, and if they can't seem to find it, or if there's any issues, or if they just want more information, either way, justbehonest.com.
We'll be back right after this commercial break with Stephen.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator just as the real thing. I am Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I am a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
What if you could have 30 years of marketing secrets with just the click of a button? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to unlock exclusive marketing, leadership, and sales tips from Fortune 500 executives. bottomlinebrew.com. Each week, you'll get one email packed with business insights to grow your bottom line. To get the Bottom Line Brew delivered straight to your inbox, visit bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com.
Ever wished, as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events, that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Zappos right here on 710 WOR, the Voice of New York. A special hello for those that are watching this on YouTube. Tonight's show featuring Stephen Gaffney is discussing his newly released book, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, that's a nice title. Could he really deal with that head on? And the answer is yes, he can. He's written a number of books. And as mentioned earlier, you know, many years ago, I read his maybe one of his first releases. And I was like, wow, this guy's really smart. He really cuts like a hot knife through butter, you know, through very delicate and complicated issues. And then I found out, yeah, he services Fortune 500 companies and the military. I'm like, all right, now I get it. We got to get him on the show. So I say thank you for joining us here once again on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
It's great. Always great getting on the set with you. Stephen, before the break, you touched on something that really would like to unpack for the great listeners of the show. And that is, I'm going to frame it this way. What are the four keys? You addressed it, but let's unpack it. There are four keys for motivating and inspiring change. What are those four keys? And can you please explain each one? Because they're so key.
Well, as we went through real briefly before the break, right, you got pain, gain, emotions, and logic. So let's take one by one. So first, let's focus on pain. You know, and I said human beings are 2 to 3 times more likely to avoid pain than seek gain. But here's how this relates. You know, often in life, we put up with problems because we really don't get what's the consequence if we keep those problems up, right? So I remember one time a client of mine kept saying, you know, it turned into a client actually. And because he kept saying, oh, we're going to do work with you next month. And finally I said to him, when he's like, oh, can you call me in a month? I said, absolutely. But what's going to be different? Maybe you don't need to bring myself in. He goes, oh, yes, we do. And he explained some team issues and organizational issues. I said, and I like to ask this question, not because I'm trying to be manipulative, but I think it's an important assessment. So what? So what if you don't handle that problem? And he goes, well, then we're going to have this issue. And then, you know, we might lose some business. And then I said, well, how much business? And I said this in a way where I'm not trying to like game the system. It's like just really looking at the situation. And so I guided him through some questions where he really came up with, if we don't change the dynamic, what is very predictable to happen, like losing high achievers, losing business, and, you know, putting quantity or, you know, specific. And then he immediately changed. I'll give you another example on a personal level. I had a client of mine, and we were on a break, and you know, we were talking, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he said, you know what, I need to quit smoking. And I said, yeah, you know, it's obviously a good thing to do that. And instantly, there's a good end to the story. But I just want to say this because the next week he had a heart attack. Mm. Now here's the good news: he fully recovered, but he's never smoked since. Mm. When the pain is enough, people will change. And that's really important because you can do all the motivational speaking and all the dreams and all that stuff, conversation, which is important. But we need to look at what's going to happen if we don't change this. What's going to happen? What's very predictable? You know, the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. So based on the trajectory, if we don't take care of this issue, where is it likely to go? And being very clear on the pain and having an accurate way of viewing it. Let me give you one final example. I was working with an organization that was, you know, the CEO is, you know, guiding through a major organizational transformational change. And in this case, they were good at describing, you know, the brighter future or whatever, but they were doing a lousy job of explaining what needed to happen, what's going to happen if we don't change. So what were people thinking? Well, you know, I got it that it would be nice to change and it would be nice to do all this stuff. But what's wrong with the way we're doing it now? We need to address what's wrong with the way we're doing something now and making clear on the pain first. Because without the pain, it's unlikely to move people.
Okay, so that's pain. Now, let's continue on to gain and the emotions and the logic.
So the gain is really important because it's like, where are we going? But then connecting people emotionally. So when you think about it, all right, so we want to increase revenue by 30%. All right, well, that's a nice goal. And that's, you know, what we're trying to do, or we want to be better at servicing the customer. But so what? Why do that? And we need to really get in touch with the reasoning why we're doing these goals and connecting it with the overall purpose in people's lives. Let me give you an example. I do a lot of work in national security, and you would think of any industry, and I do a lot of work in hospitality, healthcare, all kinds of stuff, but I'm choosing national security as an example because most people would think that would be easy to connect how our successful goals will help out our country. But interesting enough, the national security area does a lousy job of reminding people why we're here. It's not just to execute on this system, security system, weapon system, or whatever we're doing, information. It's in order to protect our country and forgetting to connect it to the overall message, even in the hospitality industry. And, or how about this one? I was just working with a client of mine around placing people, recruiting. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we need to increase recruitment and all kinds of stuff and, you know, helping out. But let's look at why that's important, because when we place people in the right job, it makes a huge difference in their life, which makes a huge difference in their family, which impacts their kids, which impacts their schools. And it's like dropping a pebble in the pond. So and all the effects. So what's interesting is reminding the gain and really being in touch with why that's so important, which tackles the third area, which is connecting people emotionally. Right. Again, I could say we're going to increase our revenue by a certain percent. We're going to try to get this project over the line. But OK, but why is this so important to do? And in touch with the why, the so what, you know, what difference does it make? You know, I think a great question we need to ask ourselves is so what? You know, well, I want to do that. So what? Well, it's important that I do this. Now, why? Yeah. You know why? And really getting in touch with people emotionally. So they are so charged up. It's not just a goal. It's important to change the lives of other people. You know, interesting enough, I was saying to my publisher, and I've said to people, this book isn't just about, oh, we got to get book sales or whatever. All right. So that doesn't motivate me. What motivates me is for people to read this book and change their lives. And that in turn changes other people's lives. That's what this book is all about. And that's what we need to be all about.
Now, a key, because one of the four keys here is, I'm sorry, two are emotions and logic, right? We discussed pain and gain and emotions and logic. Here's a really interesting question. Emotions is obviously so critical. We're all human and we need to have some a mission, vision, and purpose and really believe in it in order to be motivated. Yet at the same time, there's a logic side to it, which is more cut and dry, maybe like, you know, accounting stuff. Is there a recommended balance? And I'm talking about in terms of motivating and inspiring a team. As it relates for a leader, motivating and inspiring a team. What is the balance, or what's your recommendation in terms of pushing the emotions button or the logic button? Meaning, is there almost like a certain percentage, go 90% emotional, 10% logic? Well,
here's what I would say. Emotions make people move. Logic sustains the movement. So emotions make people move. Logic sustains the movement. Let me give you an easy example. You go to the store and you buy something spontaneously, right? You're driving home or wherever you're going, and you're thinking, well, I deserve that. And, you know, I work hard. You've already made the decision to buy it. But then when you get home and you start thinking about it, then the logic sets in. Now, if the logic doesn't support the decision you've already made emotionally, you're going to reverse the decision. So it's important, because I deal a lot with scientists, engineers, and technical folks. And typically, we can easily dump a lot of information. And we get frustrated. We're like, look at all that data. And what's it showing? We should make a move. We should move. But you can present all the data in the world. Unless you connect with people emotionally, it's not moving. But data is important. But it's in order to sustain where we want to ultimately go. So it's a dance. It's the emotions and logic. We need both. You can't just be in touch with people emotionally. It's about emotional with logic. But we need to do both. But here's the interesting thing. People will easily defer to giving somebody all the reasons why. And I know I said reasons why before, but I meant reasons why in this context as data, instead of connecting with people emotionally as well. So it's an and, not an or.
Okay. Now, in the book, you discuss the five characteristics of a powerful culture. Could you please tackle that?
Well, so let's take a look at this. So we're talking about unconditionally powerful, right? That's the mood. That's the mindset. And so the big takeaway there is morale matters. You know, people say, oh, what difference? You know, if people are down or stressed, it's going to impact their performance. So it's about unconditionally powerful. And there's five characteristics of a powerful culture. So think about a powerful culture is a culture in which we are unconditionally powerful. So how do we create that culture? Well, there's five characteristics, and one of them is to take responsibility for our attitude and actions. So when we're being powerful, unconditionally powerful, and that powerful culture, we're in an organization in which we don't blame. We take responsibility for our attitude and actions. In other words, people are going to do what they're going to do, but what am I going to do about it? You can't control what happens necessarily, but you can control how you respond to it, along the lines of what we talked about before. Yeah. We're not blaming other people for our circumstances. We're not blaming other people for our attitude. It's we're taking responsibility. I'm not saying we live in a vacuum where it doesn't really matter what people do, but I'm saying ultimately we are in the driver's seat. So let me say it in a different way, because it's so critical to get this, is powerless is we're in the backseat of our car. Conditionally powerful is we're in the front passenger seat. We're trying to urge the driver to go in a certain way. But unconditionally powerful is when we're driving our own car. We recognize traffic and jams and potholes, but what are we going to do about it? So take responsibility for attitude and actions is critical to be in the driver's seat.
We're speaking with Stephen Gaffney, and we're discussing his new release, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. That's a tall order, but Stephen tackles it head on. Stephen, are the books available nationwide?
Absolutely. In Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they can go anywhere with it. As you can see it posting. Of course, if they run into any difficulty getting the book, please send us an email, because that means there's a problem. They should be able to get it anywhere.
And by the way, there have been a number of featured guests on the show have reported to me that Fortune 500 companies have actually reached out to them because they heard them on the show. Maybe there's some of them out there that are saying, hey, you know, I got to speak to this guy, Stephen. How can they get in touch with you?
If they go to justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And to your point, I've taught entire organizations around this distinction, around this whole powerful, unconditionally powerful, which I want to make a really important point. Mm-hmm. Many people write books and then they speak about it. This is the opposite. I've been speaking about this topic, giving these strategies, and then I wrote the book. The reason why is all of these strategies and everything we're talking about is tried and true things that actually work. So this isn't something where I was thinking and then now I'm speaking about it. It's actually, I've been speaking about it and now I chose to write about it.
Amazing. And again, been speaking about it and dealing with it for the military and Fortune 500 companies. All right, no comment. Oh, no. We're going to take a commercial break before we get into any trouble here.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight. 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference. 844-538-1911.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator just as the real thing. I am Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Yes, thank you for joining us for this incredible edition featuring Stephen Gaffney. And we're discussing his latest release, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. And if you've just tuned in and you're saying, oh, what? Someone could really deal with that head on? Yes, Stephen has dealt with that head on for the military and Fortune 500 companies, and now he wrote the book. The book is available at bookstores nationwide and, of course, on Amazon. And on tonight's show, we are discussing some of the key aspects that relate. Not that we're giving away everything from the book, naturally, in the... How many pages is the book?
That's a good question,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 250, something like that. I mean, you really packed in a tremendous amount in this book. And let's check it. You have the hardcover one there, right? Yeah.
Here we are. So, okay. It's about 180 pages.
180 pages. All right. But you sure pack in a lot. I remember even that first one that I picked up that I talked about earlier in the show that I picked up in the one of the airport bookstores. It was a little cute book. Maybe it had like 80 pages, but I'm like, whoa. You have a way of making it very, very succinct and just kind of like hitting directly onto the message that you're looking to bring out instead of just going on and on and droning about something. Like, you just cut straight through it. And of course, anyone listening to the show tonight hears that, like, wow, yeah, this guy cuts right through it. Okay, we have only around 10 minutes left, and I would like to discuss the importance about in leadership showing appreciation. You have a quote from the book. We enjoy receiving appreciation, and again, referring to leaders, we enjoy receiving appreciation, yet we fail to express our appreciation for others. So first, can you address the mindset, kind of maybe like why that is, and how important is it for a leader to be cognizant and realize that if you want great buy-in, you want great engagement, you want your ideas to see success, make sure to show appreciation to those that are helping you get there.
So we do more of what we're appreciated for. We do more with what we're appreciated for. And the reason why that's really important to understand is whatever we want people to do more of, we want to appreciate them to do it, right? So, and you might say, okay, well, what's an example where this could be kind of an issue? Well, let's take somebody who's not achieving, not doing a great job, and you coach them and they start to show improvement. It's easy to look at what they're still not doing, right? And so you might be tempted to say, well, they still haven't done all these other aspects. But if we don't appreciate them for the aspects of what they are now moving, what they've changed, they can just give up. An easy example of this is like you get complaints that you haven't taken out the garbage. So you take out the garbage at home and your significant other says, well, I'm glad you finally took out the garbage. You don't say, oh my gosh, I can't wait to take out the garbage again. You're like, oh, forget it. I can't do anything right. So appreciation is really, really critical because we just are so programmed to look at what's not working. But this also is really challenging with high achievers, that we do it for with ourselves too. We don't even appreciate our own achievements because we're always focused on what's next. So the interesting thing about working with some of the best admirals, generals, and CEOs is this is a lot harder, and they recognize how hard it is because they're programmed to look at what's wrong and how do we make things better. So even if we don't need appreciation that much, others do need appreciation. And I'll leave you also with this. Nobody's ever said, you know, I'm the reason why I'm leaving my job is because I was appreciated too much. People thank me too much. I had to leave. There's just too much appreciation. You know, so I'm being silly because people leave. How about this? Nobody ever gets a divorce by saying, you know, Your Honor, I need a divorce because there's just too much love and appreciation in my marriage. I'm out of here. It's never that. It's the opposite, right? So where people say, can you appreciate people too much? Maybe, but by and far, we don't appreciate people enough. The idea is to appreciate.
Now, what are, and that was an excellent, I'm say appreciation, an excellent, the way you explained it all, on the importance of having that appreciation mindset. Perhaps you can give some examples for effective appreciation. Remember, so many people are not necessarily wired. They don't, you know, a note, a voicemail, a conversation. Perhaps you can give some actual, like, I just want to present it to the audience in a way that's practical, that they can implement on this.
I'll give you an example. So one client of mine on the way home, he would leave voicemail messages in people's office after they knew they had left and leave appreciations. And another client of mine who struggled with this, what she ended up doing was scheduling time every Friday, a meeting. And it was a meeting with herself around appreciation. So she would be focused on what she needed to appreciate others for. And then she would send out emails or make calls accordingly. Because for some, it's natural. But for a lot of people, it's not. And if you don't build a structure in your life around something you want to grow, an area you want to grow, we'll slip right back. It'll be a nice concept. But what do we do? So it's important to build that structure. Now, regarding tips, how to make an effective appreciation. Because some people have received appreciation, but it's meaningless. And it's like, thanks for your hard work. Well, okay, yeah. But so here's the two important elements, specific, results oriented. So it's a world of difference between me saying, you know, thanks for doing a great job. Okay, well, that's fine. But if I say, thanks for doing a great job specifically, when you asked me that question about unconditional power, reminded me about the difference we need to make in everybody's lives. So hopefully that will make a huge difference. Or thanks for doing that report, because as a result of that, it was specific and it answered everything I needed and give me all the information. But then if I add the results, it makes it even better. So specific, thanks for doing the report. You know, it had all the information. And as a result, we got this to our customer and they are so excited with that information. They've been sharing it and we've really lit them up and they really are now looking at and are going to hire us for another project. So it's specific, results oriented. But here's the thing I want to say about this. Let's not overcomplicate it. By far, just appreciate. But if you remember being specific and results oriented, it'll ensure that any compliment, any appreciation is well received and makes a difference in people's lives.
Yeah. In fact, Stephen, do you get my notes when I mail notes like twice a year?
I do. And what I also notice is even in our correspondence, you're very specific. You know, you could say, thanks for being on the show, but you're always very specific and it really makes a huge difference for me. And, you know, and it's just a great lesson learned, specific, results oriented, it makes a huge difference. And here's the greatest thing about what we're talking about. What we're talking about doesn't cost any money.
Yeah.
You don't have to go give somebody an award, although that's nice. You don't have to do, if you at least just verbally or written, just do this. So this is basically something free for people to do. So there really is no complaint around doing it. And here's something else to consider. Why not appreciate our boss? You know, so often somebody will say, well, my boss doesn't appreciate me. And I'll say, well, how often do you appreciate your boss? And people say, well, I don't want my boss to misinterpret like I'm, you know, trying to make it sweet talking. Well, you can say that. Look, but I really appreciate, like, I've worked with many people say, you know, my boss is the best leader I've ever had. And I'll say, well, do you ever say that to your leader? And they'll usually say, no. Why not say that? You know, as a leader of your organization, and most leaders, the most thing they hear about is complaints. They don't tend to get appreciations. They don't tend to get nice calls. It's always a call with a problem. So when you get a call saying something nice, it makes really a difference in people's lives.
Incredible. As we close out the show, and tonight's show is, of course, featuring Stephen Gaffney, and we're discussing his new release, Unconditional Power, a system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. What an incredible book. Stephen, first, how can people purchase the book?
They can get it through all these outlets like Amazon and Barnes & Noble and whatnot. But they just go, for example, Amazon, type in Unconditional Power. You're going to see the book by Stephen Gaffney. And then, and I love hearing how people use the strategies. And you can see by the testimonials in there the difference it's made in people's lives. So anyway, I love hearing how it went. And if they go to justbehonest.com, please send us an email and let us know. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff. They can go to our website around the team health calculator. There's also an honesty calculator. There's so much stuff that doesn't cost any money that can make a big difference, hopefully, in their lives.
And again, what's that website?
It's justbehonest.com. So if they go to justbehonest.com, and also if they mention your show, we'll send them a document. It's a short document around unconditional power that has some strategies they can use.
Incredible. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Again, all about unconditional power and the system for thriving in any situation, no matter how frustrating, complex, or unpredictable. We'll be back next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.